97.5, Hawke's Bay's Breeze with Martin and Sarah. Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday's here, albeit wet. We are on the improve this afternoon, as you heard in the forecast. Need to cheer up, and then the sunshine and the heat. Wow, check out those temperatures, like on the weekend, 28 degrees.
What?
It's going to be just like summer.
That's cool. That's awesome. The beaches are definitely going to be busy, and there'll be a lot of hoses out in the backyards, no doubt. Yeah. But for Emma, she is going to be in a pool, although not to cool down. In fact, she's going to get very, very hot this weekend. This is part of the Starship Swimathon, and Emma Burns joins us this morning, and our old mate Charlie Bravo. You might remember he carried a 32-kilo pack and walked the leg that you were supposed to do.
That's right.
As part of the Hawke's Bay Hundi.
Legend.
Total legend. So Emma's doing the walk, and Cam's going to support by... Emma's doing the swim. Cam's going to support by doing the walk. Thanks for joining us, guys. Emma, tell us what you are getting up to and why.
Okay, so this is an annual thing that Starship do. It's a swimathon, primarily. So it's to raise money just for the services up there to help, obviously, all the kids and the young people who really need the service that they provide. So I did it 2 years ago. At the time, I was working with a family where the young boy was up there with a brain tumour. So for me, it was a really nice way of combining something I love, which is swimming, but also being able to make a difference. And so I was really keen when they were doing it again this year and jumped on board.
Okay, so a swimathon, that sounds rather epic. How far do you have to swim?
There's no set distance. You can swim one length if you want to. So it's not really about the distance. It's about just getting in and doing it and raising the money.
Okay, now I know you're an amazing swimmer. I mean, you've won all sorts of medals and things, particularly in the Masters and the Masters Games. But why would you choose to swim 8 kilometres, Emma?
8 k's.
I think, and I could easily have done something short, like 1 k or 2 k, but I think, so part of it's stupidity, but also I figured that why not make it hurt a bit? And it will be difficult, it will be hard work, and I'll suffer afterwards, but that's, the kids up there are suffering. It might be 2.5 hours of pain for me, but it's nothing compared to what those little people and their families go through. So for me, it was a way of just really connecting with the cause while I'm doing it.
Wow. That's a huge distance. Do you have breaks during that time?
Yeah, just short ones, probably 30 seconds to grab a drink of water and get back into it.
Put your feet up.
I don't want to make the suffering last too long.
No, but how wrinkled are you by the time you get out of the water?
I'm kind of wrinkled all the time, but no, not too bad, actually. I don't really get that. I think I'm so used to the water, I don't really get too prune-like.
And while you're swimming your 8 kilometres, good old Charlie Bravo over here is doing, the opposite of swimming, really?
Yeah.
You're walking.
Correct.
So how far are you walking?
8 kilometres.
8 k's. There it is.
Well, that sounds like, Charlie, that sounds like you get the easy end of this deal. I mean, 8 k swimming's a lot harder than 8 k's walking.
What, are you walking in backwards or something?
No, actually, it is probably one of the shortest walks that I've done. But to bring it on par with the amount of difficulty, it's the weight that I'm going to carry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we know you always have your pack on, representing somebody.
That's right.
This time, how heavy is that going to be?
I'm going to up it from the standard 32 kilos up to 70.
70?
Correct. It would have been more, but I'm erring on the side of caution.
It's like carrying a person on your back.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Okay.
Well, guys, you're amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about this. So basically, if you'd like to donate, Emma is going to swim either at the Clive Pool or the Napier Aquatic Centre in Onikawa this Saturday. Now, they're both 25-length pools.
Yeah, so
25 metres.
25 metres into 8,000. That's 320 laps.
Whoa! Oh, Emma. Yeah, wow. Mate. Okay, that's going to hurt. But she's doing it for a great cause. It is for Starship. Of course, Charlie Bravo is going to be walking with a potentially 70-kilo pack on his back. He's pledged to add more weight for the more money that Emma makes for the kids in Starship.
Great.
So if you'd like to donate, you can just Google Starship Swimathon and it'll come up with the proper page and you'll find Emma Burns on there. Mm-hmm. Or we're just about to put the link on our Facebook page as well. Even if you can't donate, and any amount is obviously appreciated, share it with someone or your friends. Someone might be able to give. They do an amazing job. They are the Children's Hospital of New Zealand. So any kids in Hawke's Bay that need that kind of specialised treatment, they go to Starship as well. Yeah. Let's help them out. Let's get behind Emma. What an absolute legend.
Well done, guys.
Whoa, well done. Amazing.
19 past 7 on the breeze.
Need a new bed?